You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
But just don't rejoice because this is Friday alone. Rejoice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Some people just rejoice on Friday. It's payday. Thank God it's Friday. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. No, we're going to rejoice. Oh, yeah, what the word of God says. Rejoice how?
Always.
And he wants to make sure. And he says, I say, rejoice.
Rejoice.
I love when he repeats itself. Rejoice when? Always. And then he paused. I say, rejoice. Okay? So I'm saying this morning, we're going to rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord because he's a good God. And his mercy endures to all generation. And don't let it stop there. His mercy endures to all generation. That includes who?
Me. Just the word, rejoice. Yeah. Find joy again. Do it again. Like when we used to have to rewind our VHS tapes. Yeah. Take it back to the beginning. So rejoice. Find joy again. Yeah. In the day-to-day. Find joy again in all of creation. Find joy again as you go back over and you recount all the victories, everything that God has brought you through to get you to the place where you are today. He is truly a wonder-working God. We have to offer that prayer of remembrance when we just go back and we praise God for all the victories. We praise God for each and every season of our life that has brought us to the place where we are today. The good, bad, and the ugly even birthed some wonderful things that have brought us to the place where we are today. So rejoice, find joy again in the everyday. Find joy again. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. And when that scripture comes in Nehemiah, when you read the contents around it, when the Lord said unto them, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He didn't say it when they were at a big party and everything was going good. He didn't say it in the middle of a wedding feast and at the birth of a baby, the times where we categorize being joyous times in life. He said it in a time when the people were lost and without understanding. And they heard the word of God, something that they had not heard before. And they began to be upset because of what they heard. They started to feel inferior to the measure of the word that was being taught in that time. And he said, no, he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. This word is not a word of condemnation. This is a word to tell you what you have access to. And they had people around stationed in positions to teach, to bring clarity, to give understanding of the corporate word that was being taught in that time in Nehemiah. So we want to encourage you to get plugged in with your local church. Go back, go back, go back. Don't be in offense. We read that scripture yesterday in Matthew chapter 24. Don't be in offense because in COVID, the church didn't come to your house. Everybody has their own things that they were working toward and that they had to get done. Sometimes we get offended about very small stuff, and we allow offense to take root and bitterness, and then we stop ourselves from going into the house of God. So God is a good, good God. Your pastor's job is to minister before the Lord. The sheep that are in that church are the ones to make connections with one another. So we want to encourage you to get back into your local church. This radio program is a complement to what you receive at your local church and not take the place of it in any way. If you do not have a home church, we invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. We have services on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And we also have a live Facebook feed on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., Tuesday Night Live, where we teach how to live the advancing life. And we have different topics or subtopics up under that topic each Tuesday night. We're usually live from 7 p.m. to 7:20. And you could catch any archive services through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. We also stream live on Friday mornings from the God of the City altar at 7 a.m. So everything that's streamed live is archived on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So you go back and get that teaching, those words of encouragement, that enrichment for your life through the resources that are available onto you. And this radio program, Make Your Day Count, it broadcasts 3 times a day, Monday through Friday. So invite some people to listen with you at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. So 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMIE. And it's also on at 5 p.m. on 99.9 FM.
I am so blessed by the Word of God and blessed by this program. Every morning we come here to bring God's Word to you and to give you a fresh revelation of the Word of God. Or another word, a fresh insight of the Word of God and how the Word of God is relevant. It is what? Relevant to your life. It's not an emotional word. It's a word that is relevant to your life. And when you look through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, which is the eyes of understanding, then we become enlightened by that word. And so my life over the years have been truly, truly enriched by the Word of God. And I give God all the glory and all the honor. All the glory belongs to God, none of me, but all of Him. When the Holy Spirit opened my eyes so I can see the wondrous in His Word for my life, and I can share it with you. And I thank you all for supporting this radio broadcast. If you haven't been a supporter of this radio broadcast, well, I encourage you to do so. Why? You're sowing into what God is doing. And we're not here like to preach, trying to get nothing from you. We're just trying to tell you how this thing works. You sow into what God is doing, and you laying up treasures in heaven. You don't believe that? It's also okay. Because whether you believe it or I believe it, it is what the Word says. Lay ye up treasures in heaven. And the treasures are eternal. What I do for God, that is my treasures. Because where my treasure is, where my heart is. You understand? Let me just give you an analogy. If you have $100,000 in the bank, your heart is right there. Don't tell me your heart is not there. You dream about it all the time. You think about it all the time. You just look at it all the time. So put your... I love the Holy Spirit, man. I never think of that. He just tell me. You know?
Yeah, how many times do we check our bank account? We know what's in there.
You know what's in there. Yeah. So, we have fun in this radio program, man, because the thing works. The Word is real. It works. And we don't come profess anything. We are a doer. We are what? Doer of the Word. I teach my church every day. Don't be a hearer only or a repeater like a parrot, you know. Be a doer of the Word. Because that one who does it will what? Will receive. So when you become a doer of the Word of God, you will receive the benefit from doing it. The only scripture that is good is the one that you do.
To become a financial partner with this radio station, you can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And you can make your giving out to Errol Beckford Ministries, and your giving will go directly to the airtime for this program, Make Your Day Count. me or Pastor Bedford do not receive any money for being on the air. The money that is received for this program goes directly to pay for the airtime for this program. If you're a Cash App user, you could go $celebration tab, and then the four line, please note, make your day count. So that's $celebration tab if you're a Cash App user, and in the four line, please note, make your day count, so that the money is directed directly to the airtime for this radio program. Or you can give in person at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So we'll invite you to join us for service, or if you're on your way to your church, you can stop by before or after if you would like to sow a seed for this radio program, Make Your Day Count. If you are a business and you would like to sow a seed, become a financial partner with this broadcast, we will be more than grateful for you, and we will shout out your business on the air. So we want to thank our current business sponsors. One, our monthly sponsor is Mr. Ah Photography. So you can go online to mrahphotography.com or social media, Mr. Ah Photography, and you can book your spring pictures, your maternity pictures, your senior sessions, your family sessions, whatever kind of pictures you are looking for, your events, your weddings. That's mrahphotography.com. His studio is located at 1214 Dixon Boulevard. We thank God for him and his continuous sponsorship every month since this program came on the air.
This is so awesome for all those who partner with us, and we extend this to you. Become a monthly partner. Just become and be faithful. Whatever God places in your heart to do, just do it every month consistently. And if you do it, then it will not be burdensome to you. It will not be burdensome to no one, because take my yoke upon me, because and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Whenever God asks us to do anything, he doesn't want us to be burdened with it. God has so many people out there. You remember Elijah? Elijah said, "Oh God, I'm the only one live. I'm the only one who give it." He said, no, there's 7,000.
He said, 7,000. Yeah. His knee has not bent, yeah, or lips kissed Baal. He said, "You're not the only one."
You're not the only one. Yeah. So, yes, it's so powerful. Sometimes we get into our pity party and then, oh no, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can think or ask of him. And God will prosper you in everything that you do. Whatsoever you put your hands to, the Lord will prosper it, because he guided your hands. Why prosper it? God is the one that guided your hand. If I'm guiding my hand, then I'm by myself. So I allow God to guide my hands. In my book, Make Life Work, it says, ask God for help. You can't do it by yourself. You need him.
And Make Life Work is available as a paperback, and it's also available as an audio book. So you can get that audio book. You can listen to it in your car. You can listen to it as you do work around your house or as you're going through your day. It's available on Audible. It's available on Apple Books as an audio book, and that is Make Life Work by Errol Beckford. So look that up and download it on your audiobook platform. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIU.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, East Coast friends and family, let's just make some noise for the Chapel, the Parkway Worship Center, Cocoa Campus, and